We're reading from the book, The Writings of Bala Sulam, the article, The Teachings of the Wisdom of Kabbalah and Its Essence, and we're reading in the section, Abstract Names. Abstract names. It is a grave mistake to think that the language of Kabbalah uses abstract names. On the contrary, it touches only upon the actual. Indeed, there are things in the world that are real, even though we have no perception of them, such as the magnet and electricity. Yet, who would be so foolish as to say that these are abstract names? After all, we thoroughly know their actions, and we do not care at all that we do not know their essence. In the end, we refer to them as subjects of the actions related to them, and this is a real name. Even an infant who is just learning to speak can name them, if he only begins to feel their actions. This is our law. All that we do not attain, we do not define by name.
Again, please.
Again, section Abstract Names. It is a grave mistake to think that the language of Kabbalah uses abstract names. On the contrary, it touches only upon the actual. Indeed, there are things in the world that are real, even though we have no perception of them, such as the magnet and electricity. Yet, who would be so foolish as to say that these are abstract names? After all, we thoroughly know their actions, and we do not care at all that we do not know their essence. In the end, we refer to them as subjects of the actions related to them, and this is a real name. Even an infant who is just learning to speak can name them, if he only begins to feel their actions. This is our law. All that we do not attain, we do not define by name.
These questions? None. Okay. Meaning, what? When we feel something, so we can at least name it, and this is certainly not yet attainment of that thing, or the causes and the results of it, and all the phenomena. We're just talking about when we feel it, so it's there to a certain extent. And accordingly, we can name it. These names certainly have laws by which you can switch them to a more precise name, closer to the nature of it. But everything comes from the way we attain things, the way they appear in us. Just like in the wisdom of Kabbalah. If people would not attain what happens above our senses, in the senses of bestowal, we would also not be able to call it by a name, these spiritual phenomena, and this way we would not know neither about the phenomena nor about the names. Whereas if we have the names of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Kabbalists tell us about these names so that we, as we deal with the names, we can evoke lights, upper lights upon us that are related to those names. And this is how we advance towards the spiritual attainment. And so these names that used to be read without any sensation, later we attain them in our feelings, in our understanding, in our senses. Latin 1.
Parece que contestó la pregunta, Rab, pero bueno, es pregunta de un amigo.
You answered the question a bit. The question from a friend. How can we say a lot this word connection, but we cannot attain it? But it's written that we cannot understand and we cannot attain it.
No.
We certainly attain it ultimately because that's our goal in our actions, to reach a connection between us and from between us to the Creator, which goes gradually in parallel. To the extent that we can connect, then we can connect from us to the Creator. So the word connection is very important, and we're about to realize it. Yes, Michael.
You said that as much as we do not attain, that there are other names or names that replace each other.
There are names that we receive from Kabbalists. We seemingly don't attain them, but we get them from the Kabbalists like a baby. He doesn't know, but he's taught words. He doesn't understand what's behind the word. And that is true.
So how does it act on us that we still don't attain a concept, a name, but we read about it and we hear about it?
We accept these concepts in a way that we don't yet attain them. Yes, of course. How should I know what the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, all these are a sense and the sense? I'm not in it, but I accept it that this is so, because I believe in sages to a certain extent. It's like in school. How do you receive from a teacher as they speak? You accept it as if it exists.
Yeah, but at school, they take you half a step forward from what we understand, and we accept that, and then from that we start learning it and understanding it.
And here we start learning and attaining. That's the difference.
Do we need to engage in concepts, names like Atzilut that are so far away from us right now, that that's what we need to engage with right now? We need to work with these names that are the closest to us, like connection.
According to what Kabbalists advise us to do, it's like in school, no one asks you how you should receive the material.
Meaning the way Kabbalists write to us is the form that's most suitable for us to progress.
Yes and no, because there are a few ways here. Each and every person has a special kind of soul, and that's why there are some that are drawn more by science, some by feelings, some by the attainment of the general system, etc. There are some
French
different. Yes, French.
Good morning, Rav and friends.
Quelles sont ces actions? Qu'est-ce que cela produit en nous?
In terms of the name, Creator, what are the actions that are in that name?
The name Bore, the Creator, is usually interpreted as Bore, come and see. That's how Kabbalists tell us. So that's why we have to come closer to Him according to our equivalence of form of the qualities of ours. That's called Bo, come. Until we attain Him, that's called Re, see. And this attainment, we're adhered to Him, and that's basically the name that incorporates inside all of our development.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
חוקרי שפה כבר שנים מדברים על עושים את ההבחנה בין המילה למה שהיא מתארת.
People who research languages for a long time say that there's they make connections between the word itself and how it's spoken. The word itself on one hand describes the object, on the other hand we need to relate to it in some way. So how does the wisdom of Kabbalah explain that? Especially with names, concepts that are discussed in spirituality, how do we work with the words in relation to what they describe?
Can you ask something in one sentence?
How can we relate to the relationship between the word and what it describes?
We're trying through the word to reach its essence. Yes. Because each and every word,
the word is a bridge for us,
a way of, through the connection between us. Each and every word should be expressed in the connection between us. If we increase the connection between us by that, we scrutinize the essence of the word.
What I asked is, can you relate to the word like a bridge in terms of what it depicts? Is that a correct attitude to it?
Yes. Yes, a word is like a pattern or a mold. We have to open and realize it on us.
USA Northwest.
Thank you very much.
USA Northeast.
Do the friends in the tent attain different pieces of a concept or a name, and by sharing those pieces in the tent, advance the attainment of the entire tent?
Yes and no. Each one attains everything. And when everyone connects, we attain the true everything. Yes. But still, when a person tries to connect to everyone, he attains the general, the collective. And when everyone connects this way, the collective they attain is complete. There is a difference. We say there is geula, there is redemption, and there is complete redemption. We're going to talk about it in the future. That's how it has to be revealed in the connection between us, even though each one completes, but partially. But if everyone completes it, it's to the system of Adam. By that, we're completely like the Creator who created us as a replica of Him. Okay. Okay, Michael.
Section, the essence is not perceived by the corporeal beings. Moreover, even the things that we imagine we attain by their essence, such as rocks and trees, after honest examination, we are left with zero attainment in their essence, since we only attain their actions, which occur in conjunction with the encounter of our senses with them.
Yes, This is what we say, like he tells us, bread, sugar, water, it's heavy, it's difficult, doesn't matter that we measure everything only by our own vessels. And meaning, we don't measure things, but rather the way they affect us, their actions. And then, how is that connected between, what's the connection between the way they affect us and they themselves, their essence? Next.
Section Soul. For example, when Kabbalah states that there are three forces, one, body, two, animate soul, three, soul of Kedusha, holiness, this does not refer to the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul is fluid. It is what psychologists refer to as self, and materialists as electric. It is a waste of time to speak of its essence, as it is not arranged for impression through the touch of our senses, as with all corporeal objects. However, by observing in the essence of this fluid three kinds of actions in the spiritual world, we thoroughly distinguish between them by different names, according to their actual operations in the upper worlds. Thus, there are no abstract names here, but rather tangible ones in the full sense of the word.
The truth is, we can say he didn't explain, or at least he didn't explain much, so it will become clear. Maybe you should read it again.
Again, the section Soul. For example, when Kabbalah states that there are three forces, one, body, two, animate soul, three, soul of Kedusha, holiness, this does not refer to the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul is fluid. It is what psychologists refer to as self, and materialists as electric. It is a waste of time to speak of its essence, as it is not arranged for impression through the touch of our senses, as with all corporeal objects. However, by observing in the essence of this fluid three kinds of actions in the spiritual worlds, we thoroughly distinguish between them by different names, according to their actual operations in the upper worlds. Thus, there are no abstract names here, but rather tangible ones in the full sense of the word.
Latin one.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Qué diferencia hay entre alma de Kedusha?
What is the difference between?
¿Y por qué los psicólogos?
The soul of Kedusha and the root of the soul.
¿No tienen sensación alguna de lo que es la espiritualidad? Gracias.
And can we talk about these things without even having any perception in them?
Until we have a perception in something, we cannot say anything about it. Until we attain the forces in spirituality, meaning forces of bestowal. And according to the force of bestowal, we can attain the Creator. We can speak of nothing. Meaning all our perception is to the extent that we equalize our form with the Creator. And to the extent that we equalize ourselves with Him, to that extent we can feel reality. Because reality is Him. Reality is Him. And all we are small particles separate, and to the extent that we connect, we can attain that the whole of reality is the Creator, and there is no one else besides Him, and we can feel Him according to our equivalence of form with Him. And that's all. Now, there is in us a beastly soul, meaning the way we exist before we reach spirituality, and we have a spiritual nefesh, nefesh of Kedusha, which we attain in our will to receive called Guf. To the extent that this desire is, it has an intention in order to bestow. So to the extent that we are in the intention in order to bestow, we can attain the Creator. And even though our goof, our will to receive, is the opposite of Him, but the intention in order to bestow is what connects us together. Yes, Michael.
What is the difference between goof, body, and a beastly soul?
The goof, when we say body or goof in spirituality, we're talking about the will to receive that has received an intention in order to bestow a correction. And when we say goof or body of our own, it's all kinds of desires to receive. All they have is an intention to fulfill themselves.
That's goof, body. And what's a beastly soul?
Beastly soul or beastly nefesh is when we make a form of bestowal from our will to receive,
which is still not nefesh of Kedusha?
It's still beastly. Nefesh de Kedusha, holy soul, is even though I am engaging in order to bestow, I haven't yet reached it. Nefesh de Kedusha is the extent that I identify myself with the Creator. That's the extent that we are attached or adhered to the Creator. So accordingly, we have a godly soul or nefesh de Kedusha. Okay. Truth is, it's not so important here because he himself also is not so accurate about it. Please, the advantage of my commentary.
Section, the advantage of my commentary over previous commentaries. We can be assisted by secular teachings in interpreting matters in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the wisdom of Kabbalah is the root of everything, and they are all included in it. Some were assisted by anatomy, as it is written, "From my flesh shall I see God." And some were assisted by philosophy. Latterly, there is an extensive use of the wisdom of psychology. But all these are not considered true commentaries, since they do not interpret anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, but only show us how the rest of the teachings are included in it. This is why the readers cannot be assisted by one place in another place. Even though the wisdom of serving the Creator is the closest wisdom to the wisdom of Kabbalah from all the external teachings, and needless to say, it is impossible to be assisted by interpretations according to the science of anatomy or by philosophy. For this reason, I said that I am the first interpreter by root and branch and cause and consequence. Hence, if one were to understand some matter through my commentary, he can be certain that wherever he finds this matter appears in the Zohar and in the Tikkunim, he can be assisted by it, as with the commentaries on the literal, where you can be assisted by one place for all the other places. The style of interpreting according to external teachings is a waste of time, because it is nothing more than a testimony to the genuineness of one over the other. An external teaching needs no testimony, as Providence has prepared five senses to testify to it. And in Kabbalah, one should nevertheless understand the argument of the litigator prior to bringing testimony to the argument.
This, too, is not so clear. What is he trying to say? He didn't explain it sufficiently, but what is he trying to say? That he can be certain that according to his view, and we accept his view, that his interpretation is the most internal one and the closest to the truth, to what you can interpret the laws and the system of the spiritual system in our words. In all languages, it doesn't matter which language we're talking about. That's why his interpretation is the closest to the truth, even though it is nonetheless an interpretation. And only someone who can attain the commentary, the interpretation, attains it. And you have to rise to the system and incorporate in it, and then you can really understand what Baal HaSulam tells you. And what he is concerned about is for his commentary not to be interpreted according to other commentaries. It's a true corruption that this method is being taken and they start clothing on it psychology, philosophy, physics, and all other things, and by that they want to interpret spirituality. No. Spirituality should be interpreted. It should be explained only according to spirituality, meaning only according to the extent that people connect, come closer or further away, and when they're connected, which is basically actions that should occur with the parts of Adam Rishon, the parts of the soul of Adam Rishon. That's why only this way do we need to see how we are keeping the attainment of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the right way, which is only to the extent that we connect between us, to that extent we can attain the internality of the science, the internality of the wisdom. Latin 8.
Querido Rav, ¿qué impacto o cómo se interrelacionan las diferentes partes del alma de Adán a Rishon en los mundos espirituales?
What bestowal does the person relate to in all the upper worlds that he studies?
We learn everything from the words of Baal HaSulam, and we want to attain it in the 10, to the extent that our relations in the 10 come close to what we learn from the books of Baal HaSulam, to that extent we seemingly we connect.
Gashmiim,
our corporeal connections with the connections that appear in the books of Baal HaSulam. Until we start understanding and feeling how we work in a mutual way, we, between us, and Baal HaSulam's texts on us, and this is how we advance. USA Northeast.
In the passage, understanding the litigator, does that mean he is good and does good? Is that the intent? What we need to understand in that phrase, understanding the litigator before we give witness?
Repeat, please.
Can you repeat, please? We can't hear you.
Repeat, please.
Anton, repeat the question.
In the previous passage, it says, before one gives witness, one has to understand the litigator. Does the phrase understanding the litigator mean he is good who does good? That is always the intent, that he is good who does good?
Sorry, we can't understand the question.
So tell him that.
לא מבינים את השאלה. הוא מדבר על זה שצריך.
He's talking about first of all needing to be the litigator, but we can't understand what he's asking.
Let him write about that and send it to us, and then we'll answer it. I see that it's hard for not just me to understand the question, but also others. H10.
Rav Anton Shoel.
Rav Anton is asking, should we first get to know the Creator because He is the judge before we can serve Him?
How can you know the Creator before working for Him beforehand? It's impossible.
That was Anton's question.
It's not a question. His question is not understood by us, but your answer is not a solution. Max 16.
Rav, вот здесь в отрывке Баал Сулам говорит об особенном патенте объяснения на.
Baal HaSulam says here in this part that his commentary is the explanation of the root and branch or cause and effect. Can we now, not when we don't yet attain, use that method for dissemination?
No. It's possible to speak about it, and we speak that way here and there.
But
you need to be in some attainment in order to clearly discuss something.
Can we understand what Baal HaSulam writes here, that he's the first, that his commentary is suitable for every person?
Yes. His commentary is suitable for everyone.
Then a person can take it. And what does it mean to aid in the sources? He doesn't need to aid in other sources. He says, if you go to the Zohar, you see that's exactly what I'm talking about. How does that help a person who wants to advance according to Baal HaSulam's method?
That he will see in every place that the commentary and explanation of Baal HaSulam are the foundations of his attitude to nature, that is the Creator. They relate to everything.
And each one will understand it according to his explanation?
According to his style, they'll understand, because the principle is one, which expresses itself through several languages. Let's see. The style of interpreting according to external teachings.
Okay, the style of interpreting according to the external teachings. This is the source of the mistake of the Rav Shem Tov. He interpreted the guide for the perplexed, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And he did not know, or pretended not to know, that the wisdom of medicine, or any other wisdom, could be interpreted according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, no less than the wisdom of philosophy. This is so because all the teachings are included in it and were imprinted by its seal. Of course, the guide to the perplexed did not refer at all to what the Rav Shem Tov interpreted, and he did not see how, in the book of creation, Yetzirah, he interpreted the Kabbalah according to philosophy. I have already proven that such a style of commentaries is a waste of time, since external teachings need no testimony, and it is pointless to bring testimony to the truthfulness of the wisdom of Kabbalah before its words are interpreted. It is like a prosecutor who brings witnesses to verify his words before he has explained his argument. Except for books that deal with the work of the Creator. Since the wisdom of serving the Creator truly needs witnesses to its truthfulness and success. And we should be assisted by the wisdom of the truth. However, all the compositions in this style are not at all a waste. After we thoroughly understand the wisdom itself, we will be able to receive much assistance from analogies, how all the teachings are included in it, as well as the manners by which to seek them.
He
didn't open these things. He wants to say that his commentary is suitable to connect to it all the other commentaries, according to all the wisdoms of nature, because everything is closed and everything discusses only expression. And before his commentary, his style, it's the most internal, which speaks according to the lights, vessels, desires. And so all the others are external dressings on his commentary. Therefore, there is no problem in external teachings. Just need to see that they are dressed properly upon his interpretation. Because the internal interpretation is the wisdom of Kabbalah, of Bala Sulam, and all the other commentaries in psychology, philosophy, and all kinds of sciences, and whatever it is. They are all partial commentaries of somewhat being correct, somewhat being incorrect. But they somewhat cover Bala Sulam's commentary, and they take from there the essence of root and branch, the connections of descent and ascent, etc. Yes, Michael.
What does Bala Sulam mean when he writes that the wisdom of the servitude of the Creator?
That's already spiritual work.
But he distinguishes between that and the wisdom of Kabbalah.
The wisdom of Kabbalah includes everything. The other one includes as much as a person receives vessels and through that reaches adhesion, where the path of adhesion reaches everything. But the wisdom of serving the Creator is the most internal one. But the wisdom of Kabbalah discusses the revelation of the Creator and the structure of the worlds and several things. What was revealed in the writings of the prophets, etc. We're moving on.
A friend from USA, they sent him this question, if you'd like.
That's what he's asking.
He was talking about the line when, and in Kabbalah one should understand the argument of the litigator prior to bringing testimony to the argument. So what he's asking is, to understand the argument, does that mean that the Creator is the good that does good?
That's the contrary, the complaint of the litigator, where he manipulates those things, where it's not the Creator, but other forces in nature against the Creator, which are manipulating the things. The leader of the thing is forces that... And the litigator are those forces which cover over the control of the Creator in everything.
A title, Attaining the Wisdom. There are three orders in the wisdom of truth. One, originality in the wisdom. It requires no human assistance, as it is entirely a gift of the Creator, and no stranger shall interfere with it. Two, the understanding of these sources, which one attains from above, it is like a person before whom the whole world is set. Yet, he must exert and study to understand this world, although he sees everything with his own eyes. There are fools and there are wise. This understanding is called the wisdom of truth. And Adam HaRishon was the first to receive a sequence of sufficient knowledge by which to understand and successfully utilize the maximum of everything he saw and attain with his eyes. The order of this knowledge is given only from mouth to mouth. And there is also an order of evolution in them, where each can add to his friend or regress. Whereas in the first discernment, everyone receives equally without adding or subtracting. Like Adam, in understanding the reality of this world, in viewing it, all are equal. But this is not so in understanding it. Some evolve from generation to generation, and some regress. And the order of its conveyance is sometimes called conveying the explicit name, and it is given under many conditions, but only orally and not in writing. Three, this is a written order. It is a completely new thing, since besides containing much room for the development of the wisdom, through which each inherits all the expansions of his attainments to the following generations, there is another magnificent power in it. All who engage in it, although they still do not understand what is written in it, are purified by it, and the upper lights draw closer to them. This order contains four languages, as we have explained above, and the language of Kabbalah exceeds them all.
Okay.
Is Latin 8.
Buenas noches, querido Rab. La pregunta es la siguiente. Si nuestro mayor principio es
The question is,
que él. Y si la sabiduría,
our principle is that there is no one besides him.
¿Por qué debemos ignorarlas si nos llegan al conocimiento de la Kabbalah?
Regarding external wisdoms, why should we, when we're talking about external wisdoms, why should we not avoid them?
No, we need to use them as much as possible. Baal Sulam himself learned them. He taught them. And we saw in his notebook, which I have, how much he learned about waves and all kinds of waves and frequencies. But Baal Sulam also got into all kinds of technical forms about how things work and how humanity accepts these things. Kabbalists do not respect that. Out of all these forms of religions, Kabbalists were the one group, this small group, who bring the wisdom and the science closer to them. Because by doing so, they can feel the attitude of the Creator to the creation or to the person. Okay? So if we've reached here, so let's already continue.
Title: The Order of Conveying the Wisdom. Should I read? The most successful way for one who wishes to learn the wisdom is to search for a genuine Kabbalist and follow all his instructions until one is rewarded with understanding the wisdom in one's own mind, meaning the first discernment. Afterward, one will be rewarded with its conveyance mouth to mouth, which is the second discernment. And after that, understand in writing, which is the third discernment. Then one will have inherited all the wisdom and its instruments from his teacher with ease, and will be left with all his time to develop and expand. However, in reality, there is a second way. Through one's great yearning, the sights of heaven will open before him, and he will attain all the origins by himself. This is the first discernment. Yet, afterward, one must still labor and exert extensively until he finds a Kabbalist sage before whom he can bow and obey, and from whom to receive the wisdom by way of conveyance face to face, which is the second discernment. Then comes the third discernment. Since he is not attached to a Kabbalist sage from the outset, the attainments come with great efforts and consume much time, leaving little time to develop in it. Also, sometimes the knowledge comes after the fact, as it is written, "And they shall die without wisdom." These are 99%, and what we call entering but not exiting. They are as fools and ignorant in this world, who see the world set before them, but do not understand any of it, except for the bread in their mouths. Indeed, in the first way, too, not everyone succeeds, since after being rewarded with attainment, the majority of them become complacent and cannot subjugate themselves to their teacher sufficiently, as they are not worthy of the conveyance of the wisdom. In this case, the sage must hide the essence of the wisdom from them, and they shall die without wisdom, entering but not exiting. This is so because there are harsh and strict conditions in conveying the wisdom, which stem from necessary reasons. Hence, very few are regarded highly enough by their teachers for them to find them worthy of this thing, and happy are the rewarded.
Here it seems to us that it's as if it's impossible to reach anything, on one hand. On the other hand, we are in a generation where, just like Bala Sulam, the great Kabbalist of our generation, he declares that we're in the days of the Messiah, and we need to reach the general correction. How could it be if that's the case? So we need to understand that it's not so terrible what he's writing to us here, but through connection between us, we can reach a state where we can certainly, all of us, through connection between us, gradually, degree after degree, can reach the general connection where the upper light will flow through us, also through the degrees of Naran Chai, and as such we will rise. We already feel how much we progress, but before us there are still a few degrees, a few obstacles, which we need to accept as degrees of ascent.
Здесь под учителями имеются в виду только постигающие или?
When talking about teachers here, we're only talking about the ones who attain, or are there other forms of teachers?
Мы сейчас бедурейно. Анашим ше бедурей.
What is in our generations? People who in our generation are capable and ready to explain what is in the books of the wisdom of Kabbalah for us, where we can take those explanations and use them to rise from one day to the next. Latin one.
En, oyes.
¿Puedo preguntar por qué dentro de los requisitos
Can I ask?
No menciona un grupo? Si se puede saber.
Can I ask, when he's talking about things that are required, why doesn't he mention the group?
He discussed that several times. All of his articles and letters are full of the method of connection in the group. So he doesn't need to write that in every place. Here he discusses the method of Here he doesn't explain the method of attainment, but the order of the wisdom. And there are about 10 sentences or so here. So we try to reach that. Kabbalists are in different states each time, and in each and every state they seek how they can show us the path to the Creator's attainment. And that's how it turns out. Yes, Michael? No. Okay, so we finished the article on my side here.
There's a question here.
Okay, there's a question here.
Hello, Rav. Friends, we'd like to talk about towards the upcoming Congress. We'd like to tell the friends a little bit how to work, how we're going to work with the tents. And we also have questions to you, Rav. So we'd like to explain again that towards the upcoming Congress, with Rav and the ideological team's decision, we're going to mingle and mix between the tents to increase the connection between us. We're going to have physical meetings in many places in the world. And also here in Petah Tikva, we're going to physically meet. And whoever is coming physically, so we're going to fill this place and work with the friends wherever you are in the tents. And if you're connecting to the Arvut system, so we're going to go into the rooms in a random way, according to the your language. So if I'm an English speaker, I'm going to go into an English-speaking room. And the people that I meet in that room, that's my tent for the whole Congress. So this initial meeting is random. I'm just going to meet some people in that room, and what we recommend is to open a WhatsApp group and to stay and to care about each other for the whole Congress. You're going to work as a tent. So we're going to have tents for this Congress. And so we have a few questions about working this way, Rav, please. Yes, Rav, we wanted to ask a question that we're having from several friends. We've been working for years in our constant tents, and you also warned us not to mingle and mix the tents. And here, we're awarded with a new degree. So what is this new degree that now we're going into so we can already have a Congress in mixed tents?
Seems to me that we need to make a change. That from that change, we'll be able to check ourselves, and also the new friends who will mingle with us in these tents for 3 days. And by doing so, we'll awaken ourselves, we'll awaken questions, we'll hear them, we'll ask, and that will all act on us such that it'll cause us a certain review of ourselves and of others. We'll see. We'll try to do that so that the convention won't just go past in a routine manner. What is your opinion? Because I also have no experience in that. And I would like to hear from you how you are much more experienced in those things in the group. How do you think about it?
So first of all, friends are all invited to share their views or emotions, as Rav just said. But I will try to share that some of the friends go, for them it goes against the desire. We're so used to, and we've been so cautious for so long. And every time before a Congress, if someone asked, maybe we should mix the tents, you said, no way. And here we are mixing and mingling. So why is that?
I think it'll give us a renewal. In any case, we're all friends. We all learn in the same lessons. We're connected to the same topic. The connection between us will be in the same language, right? It's not that they're going to be connecting between different languages.
Right.
So at least in this way, we will feel that we exited our vessels a little bit to other vessels. It'll give this the refreshing awakening in the connection between us, where I'll try to bear myself down, to make myself smaller toward new friends, to get along with them in some way, to lower my criticism, to go in such a way that as we learn, and you need to remind everyone before the convention to be as one man with one heart, openly, how we accept this new group as if we forget about everything and we open ourselves up, at least for these 3 days, to a new connection.
This means that during the Congress, my random 10 for this Congress is the only 10 I have. I work only with that. I don't have another 10 in the background, my constant 10. No, this 10 is my 10 for all matters, all the way.
That's how I think. I have no experience in that, but I think it's worthwhile.
Thank you. I'm certain we're going to have more questions. We have a week to the Congress, so we'll scrutinize the work. I know that there is Holland that want to ask, yes? And also there is info later. Thank you, Rav.
No, please, Holland.
Please, Holland.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. Can we make an announcement concerning the Latin World Congress?
Talk to the Congress organizers and send it.
Yeah, we have, let's say, in Holland, the Holland group is organizing a physical mirror congress for men during the Congress. And it's in a very special location in the Netherlands. And friends who are really yearning to gather together with us in Holland during the coming Latino World Congress, they can make contact with me or with the Holland group on short notice, because we are organizing it. And we are really yearning to be together physical in the Netherlands. So maybe you can give some importance to such a physical meeting in the Netherlands, dear Raf.
I
think that we all in the general world kli very much respect the Holland group, which is pretty much in every morning lesson and all the other lessons, that their friends are very devoted to us. And if we can go to them and strengthen them physically in these days, then it's worthwhile to do so. I think there's room for that.
Thank you very much, dear
Raf.
I see that Shapira wants to say something.
Yes, Kos would like to invite people to the meeting in Holland, and there are many meetings all over the world. Friends are making efforts. I know that in the USA, the friends are organizing a big congress in New York, in Guadalajara, in Argentina, all over the world. And so if friends don't know, if there's a congress around where they're living, right to board worldly, we can send them to the whoever's in charge of the closest physical meeting.
Okay, and now we're going to info.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Hello, friends. We're here together with Eli to remind you again and to tell you about a special event that will take place in a week, August 27th and 28th. Our Congress, the World Latin Congress, we're all expecting it. or is celebrating the joy of connection. So on the first day of the Congress, that's Saturday, August 27th, at 2 p.m. Israel time, we're going to have a special lesson about the chain of Kabbalists. Yes, a lesson about the chain of Kabbalists is very special because we're actually continuing that chain. Every time we're talking about the chain of Kabbalists, there are many special teachers, as we've learned, Dari and our own teachers. There is a special point there. The book of Zohar, the writing of the Zohar, and all the secret around the Zohar until its revelation. In the end of this specific lesson is the most suitable time to have a premiere of a very special movie we've prepared about the Zohar. It's called a movie called The Secret of the Revelation. It's a movie, but it's short. It's 15 minutes, but it's a very, very profound message. It visually shows for our generation, maybe we can even say it's like a Hollywood movie, but with a very profound, a deep message. And dozens of friends have been working on this movie, The Secret of Revelation, for months. Each of these friends has put his sesame seed in many ways. Eli was in production, and many other friends were acting and directing and writing the script. I was able to see so many friends. It was amazing. You also played in this movie. Yes, I did. But the main thing that was felt was a very deep intention. I saw the friends really, even the ones who maybe it was not their profession, but they went into it with such an internal preparation that they really put their hearts into this work. So it's a very special movie. And yes, Eli? Okay, so we're going to premiere this movie after that lesson. And we'd like to bring this movie to as much people as possible. We're certain it's a very successful product. So let's see a trailer. Get a taste of this movie. In the beginning, they killed their teacher, his teacher, Rabbi Akiva. Then they were looking for him, Rashbi, and his son, Elazar. But the Romans couldn't make it. They hid in the forests of the Galilee. They put into the book of Zohar such intensity, such a force of connection, so that they can connect even the unconnectable. They were thinking of us when they wrote this book, about us. This book was hidden for hundreds of years, far from the eyes of people, waiting for its revelation. And then suddenly, in different places in the world, he started appearing. The Book of Zohar. Okay, so this was just a small taste of what we're waiting for. And all that's left now is to bring this movie to every heart, every ear, every eye of everyone all around the world. We're inviting you to contribute to the marketing of this movie. And this is the time to thank all the people who contributed up until now. It's clear that this movie and everything we're doing here is only a result of donations from friends all over the world. So we'd like to thank everyone who donated until today, and we're inviting everyone who didn't yet donate, or maybe you did, but you want to continue, so to help us reach the heart of every person. You know, not everyone can find a place in dissemination, but this is something everyone can do. Just press this link you see here, kav1.com, and then you can take an active part in this movie. Whatever you can allow yourself will be wonderful. And this can help you be part of the world dissemination. Nothing is more important than that. Thank you, friends. Let's go over our schedule for today, 10 until 10:30, the program, something like that, with the Rav Lightman, and then 12 until 1, afternoon lesson. Tomorrow, the preparation for our daily lesson will be at 2:40 until 3, then we're going to have our lesson, 3 till 5:30. The preparation for the noon lesson will start at 11:45, and then 12 until 1, our afternoon lesson. At 7 o'clock tomorrow until 7:45, the Women World Gathering. Let's end with a song. Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Together we grow light awakens our soul the spark of love flashes ego is turning to ashes Lessons with friends, we discover his hands. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Ek hi mein dikha ke ye khuda